We all celebrate the big wins that define success, but those milestone moments are built entirely on self-leadership and consistency, the disciplined daily effort that nobody else can do for you. You have the strategy, you know what needs to happen, but if you're like most people, somewhere between vision and execution, you struggle to maintain momentum. I'm Sheila Slick, and this is where we build it back. Short episodes, real issues, daily systems. Let's get started. Today, we're talking about why your biggest breakthrough might come from doing less and not more. Let me ask you something. How many times have you set a massive goal? You've gotten super excited. You've gone all in for about a week and then just quit. Perhaps even crashed harder than your energy levels on a Sunday night. I used to think that the problem was my discipline when that would happen to me, but it turns out the problem was my ambition. 3 years ago, for example, I decided I was going to transform my entire life in 30 days. I was going to wake up at 5 a.m., work out for 1 hour, meditate for 20 minutes, journal for 15, and then dive into my most important business task before checking email. And day one, I crushed it. I felt like a productivity superhero. But day four, I was snoozing until 6:30 a.m. I skipped the workout and then was checking social media and email before my feet even hit the floor. By week two, I wasn't just back to my old routine. I was worse off than before because now I felt that I couldn't stick to anything. Does that sound familiar? Well, here's what I learned. Massive changes aren't motivating. They're actually exhausting. Your brain treats them like a threat. When you try to overhaul everything at once, you're literally fighting millions of years of evolutionary wiring that says, hey, this new thing might kill us. Let's go back to what feels safe. And the productivity culture selling you on transform your life is actually setting you up to fail. Because here's the thing they don't tell you. Sustainable change happens in small, manageable steps, not giant leaps, one step at a time. And if you commit to one small improvement and actually do it consistently, you'll be miles ahead of where you'd be if you committed to 10 times big changes and abandoned them all by week three. I see this with my clients all of the time. They'll decide to completely restructure their business or launch 3 programs at once, implement 5 new systems, all in the same month. And then they wonder why they're feeling overwhelmed and nothing sticks, or they're feeling frustrated, anxious. So here's a new approach. Pick one thing you want to be more consistent with, just one, and make it so ridiculously small that you'd be embarrassed not to do it. You want to start working out? Don't plan an entire hour at the gym. Plan to put on your workout clothes. That's it. For the first week, success is just putting on the clothes. You want to start creating content? Don't plan to post daily on 5 different platforms. Write 1 sentence about your expertise every day. Just 1 sentence. You want to start that networking strategy? Don't plan to attend 5 events every week. How about send 1 connection, 1 message every day? The magic happens in week 2, 3, 4, because once putting on your workout clothes becomes automatic, your brain starts wanting to actually work out. And once 1 sentence feels normal, 3 paragraphs doesn't feel scary. You're not trying to become a different person overnight. You're not trying to grow your business overnight either. You're trying to win 1 day at a time. So this week, take 1 action step and it's going to feel almost too simple. Pick one area of your business or your life where you want more consistency. Just one. Now, what is the smallest possible version of that action? And I mean like really small, like tiny small. If your goal is to create more content, maybe it's open up my notes app and write one business insight. If it's I want to be better in sales, then that could be something like send one follow-up message today. And then set a timer for 2 minutes and do just that one thing. And when the timer goes off, stop. Even if you want to keep going, especially if you want to keep going. Because the goal isn't to accomplish something massive today. The goal is to prove to your brain that you can trust yourself to do what you'll say you will do. Small wins build confidence. Confidence builds momentum. Momentum creates those milestone moments that everyone else sees. Remember, every coach, every consultant, every expert who looks naturally consistent started with systems that felt almost too simple. They stayed with them just long enough for the wins to accumulate. Massive change feels impressive, but small wins create lasting results. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about why our brains are wired to chase shiny objects. And one technique that helps you stay focused when everything else seems more exciting than what you're supposed to be working on. Until then, remember, start small, win daily.